Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit Alive Network, your transformation station. And this is the Faith Cafe, and I'm your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter. So glad that you tuned in on today. So happy to have you join us today, wherever you're joining at, studio, Facebook, chat room. Thank God for you. I have a wonderful lesson for you today, Walking in Victory. But before we get started, we want to enter into the throne room of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you, Father God, for your great and mighty. Thank you, Father, you are a great and exceeding reward, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your word, for we know your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it forth to do. And Father, right now, I decrease as you increase, and I pray that you will prepare each and every heart to receive your word, that your word is received with gladness, and that it would bring forth fruit in every hearer's life, life-changing fruit. And that fruit will remain. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. The psalmists say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hands of the enemy. And we all can say, us that are in Christ Jesus, that he hath redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. He has redeemed us. He saved our souls, saved our life from destruction. Oh, thanks be unto God, for he is good. Hallelujah. And walking in victory. And get your pen and paper out, your Bibles. And if you can't get your Bible, just be sure to jot down scriptures and take notes. You can go back and study later. Because my desire is that the Word of God will impact you, where you would begin to study more, get more deeper into the Word of God, where find the promises of God that he has for you and your life, and that the Word of God would transform you into the image, that Christ would have you to be, which is in his image. Hallelujah. Because the word of God tells us we are to be changed from glory to glory. Praise God, by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Let's look at foundation scripture. It's 1 John, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, and I always end the broadcast with the scripture. It says, for whoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Okay. It says here that whoever is born of God, so if you're born of God, you're overcome the world. You are to overcome the world because the power is in you. Jesus has placed his seed in you, so you're to be an overcomer. And the word victory means in the Greek, in the Strong's, it means to achieve, to conquer, overcome, and to prevail. So when we're victorious, this is what it's going to be, victorious regardless. We have the victory. We're to walk in victory regardless. We are to overcome ways of the world, the things of the worldly thinking, the worldly challenges, the worldly character, all these things of the world we are to overcome. And we're overcome in challenges. We have challenges and tests and trials that we go through, and we're to overcome those. You know, because there's a reason for them. And sometimes in trials and in tests, we find they are necessarily a difficult thing sometimes for us to endure, because sometimes we, in speaking as a whole, we sometimes we pray a certain way, we want things to happen a certain way in our tests or trials we're going through, and it doesn't all the time happen the way we expect them to happen. It just doesn't happen that way. But that doesn't mean that you've been defeated or that God failed you, because God, no, God doesn't fail. He never fails. You know, he never fails in one thing and another thing. He cannot lie, and he will not take back his word. He will not do it. That's his word. He won't do it. So sometimes the enemy will try to lie to us and maybe think that God failed us and that we're defeated, and it's not. And this is where trust comes into play. Proverbs 3:5. Let's take a look at that. Proverbs 3:5. I'm just going to walk you through here. Scriptures. It's Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Okay. Now, what I read to you was, I'm reading from the King James Version. Any reading I do mostly is either from the King James or it's from the Amplified, but I'm reading from the King James. And it says not to lean on your own intellect, basically. Don't lean on your own intellect, your own ability, but we're to lean on and totally trust in God. And we're to be confident in him with all our being, and confident that whatever he says, he's going to bring it to pass. And that knowing the love of God, how he loves us so. And then even in that, even when we're going through the difficult times still, we must continue to speak of his promises, believe, continue moving forward no matter what. 2 Corinthians 1:20, it tells us that all the promises in God, they are yea and amen. And that means yes, they are in him, yes, and in him, amen, meaning so be it unto God and to the glory of God, that these promise the glory of God. So be confident in his promises, and there's promises in all 66 books of the Bible, and we can take hold to all his promises and stand firm on it, and they will come to pass. Not saying how long it's going to take, because that's in God's hand. Timetable of God is God, but we're to stand in faith when we're believing God and trusting in God something. We're to stand in faith. And we have to be willing to stand no matter how long it says, how long it takes. We must be willing to stand. We can't give up. The word tells us not to be weary, you know, in well-doing. We will reap if we faint not. So if we stand and endure the time of test, God is going to come through, but we can't faint. And if you find yourself getting weak about the faint, pull yourself up by your bootstrap. That means in prayer, because you can't do it on your own in your own strength, but begin to cry out unto God to give you the strength to continually to endure and to be steadfast in this, because God is calling us to continue to move forward regardless. That's how we walk in victory, is continually walking, moving forward, not stopping, not slowing down, and not allowing us to be defeated by the words and the tactics of the enemy, because he certainly will try. And the thing about it is, the devil do not play fair. He wait until you're weak, till something happens, until where it really just hits you and just about taking all the life out of you, or, you know, just to hit you pretty hard. And this is where he comes in, you know, trying to talk to you, to, you know, to try to convince you with all his negativity. But don't buy into it. Stay confident in the promises of God. Stay confident. Trust God's love for you, for he loved you so much that he sent his own son, his only begotten, sent him into this world to live in this world just as we are, yet, and then he died on the cross for our sins. So God loves us, and he has our best interests at heart. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and he knows what's best for us where we don't. Sometimes we think we know, and we think we want certain things, and then sometimes after we get it, we realize that's not what we wanted. But God knows, and he knows what's best for us because he loves us. So trust his love for you. And in these challenging times, that's when the thoughts, you know, we talked about, I mentioned that with the thoughts of Satan, how he plants, you know, the thoughts and so forth there and trying to get you. And these thoughts are designed because if he can speak to your mind and he can plant those thoughts there, then you continually pondering those and meditating on those, then eventually, you know, you're going to stray. But don't listen to their tactics, their lies, and these are distractions to pull you away. And Satan's tactic is, once he speaks to you, he begin to talk to you, make you feel sorry for yourself. He isolates you, gets you away from others. You know, how many times people get upset, they're going through things. You call them on the phone because you know they're going through. You haven't seen them at church. You haven't seen them. They won't talk to you. They won't answer your calls. They won't return your phone calls. You keep calling and keep calling. They won't return your calls. And because he'd lied to them, he's lying to them, and they're buying into his lies. And instead of them breaking forth and realize, okay, I'm casting this down, and begin to not allow yourself to be isolated, but get hold to some of the saints of God. Hang with them, and in that, you will find that fellowship and that strength. So when Satan began to plant thoughts, don't let him out isolate you away from the saints of God, because he isolates you. He talks to you. He isolates you. And next thing, he's talking to you even more so, and he's trying to destroy you. But your life is definitely headed down a path of destruction if you continue on that path. So don't allow yourself to buy into the lies of the devil. Because once he got you, his lies and all, he distracts you and you begin to listen. You know, you end up buying into his lies because he will make it sound so good because of you're down where you're at, because of what you're going through. Like I say, he don't play fair. He hits you when you're down low, and he want to hit you when his heart is hit, because you are down low. So don't buy into it. Word of God says we're to be unmovable, continue on in the work of God, in the things of God. Keep it moving. Say it out loud to yourself. Keep it moving. And that's 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 and 58. You can go back and read that scripture. And God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, he's always with us, even until the end of the world. Okay, let's look at John 16:33. That's the Gospel of John. And it reads, those things I have spoken, these are the words of Jesus. He says, those things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace, and in the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus said, he've overcome the world, and we have the perfect peace, and now, and the confidence, no matter what, we have peace. Perfect peace. No matter what the situation is, no matter what we're going through. In this world, he said, we are going to have tribulations. We're going to have trials. You know, and a lot of times things happen in these trials and these tests and things. I mean, we're blindsided sometimes, and sometimes they're caused distress, frustrations, and, you know, trying to stress you out. But we must give that to Jesus and trust the Holy Ghost in us, and that just as Jesus was in this world, so are we. He overcame the world, and we have the power that he has given us, that same power, to overcoming power of being transforming, victory power, and that power is in us. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, it dwells in us. It dwells in you, and it will give life, quicken unto our physical mortal bodies here. Praise God. 1 John 5:5. It says, that's a, the portion of the scripture after 1 John 5:4. And let's see what that says. 1 John 5:4. Who is he that overcometh the world? Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Now, you're a son of God, you're a child of God, a daughter, a son of God, then you're victorious. You're an overcomer, because if you believe what God's word said, you are more than a conqueror. You're victorious. You're a conqueror over the world. If you believe that what Jesus said, the Son of God, meaning not just say believe, because a lot of people are out there saying they believe God and they're a Christian, and I'm not judging anyone. They're saying they're a Christian. They're saying that they're following the Lord, but they're not following his word. They're not following his ways. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And he said, follow him means to obey his word, trust and rely totally on that fact of what his words say. His word, meaning his teachings, we will rely totally on his word and follow those. Follow his total commands. His total commands and his promises. We have that power that's in us. We have that power because Jesus said, God said he put his power, he put it in earthen vessels, and we that have accepted him as Lord and Savior, we have the power in these earthen vessels here, which is our physical body. So we're to speak the word, believe it, and mean it. Speak the word, believe the word, and mean it from the bottom of your heart. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we have that greater one on the inside of us, which is Jesus Christ, who gave us the Holy Ghost when he left this earth. And we have the greater one. He's working here on the inside of us, changing us from the inside out. Praise God. And greater is he than any power, any devil, any demonic force that are in this world. Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. So we have all power, all authority have been given unto us by Jesus Christ. And we have a victory. We are victorious. look at Romans 8 and 37. Romans 8:37 says, in all these things we are more, says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more, not just conquerors, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, which is Jesus Christ, that he so loved us so much that he died for us. And we're not giving up. We're not going to give up. Not giving up because he didn't give up. Okay? And we're not giving up just because things didn't go the way we thought it should go. We didn't get our way. We have to understand God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. God's ways are far higher above our ways. And his thoughts are so high above our thoughts. You know, we're looking at just a little small picture here. And he's looking at the entire picture. For he created us and he knows us so much better. So much better. We think we know ourselves, but we really don't. How many times, you know, and I mentioned this earlier, that things that we thought we wanted. I remember things that I thought I wanted after I got it. I really didn't want it. You know, it's like, why did I buy this? You know, we do that with so many things. I've seen women do that with men, with husbands, and after they got him, they did not, that's not what they wanted. And instead of allowing God to make the choice for you, seeking God and letting him allow the choice, let him make the choice for you, not you go out seeking and trying to make choices. Allow God to do it. So his ways are far above our ways, and his thoughts are so high above ours. So when something happens, and I don't say God says no, because he said all the promises in him are yes and amen. So sometimes things that we're trying to do and trying to get, it don't happen then and there because our motives sometimes are not lining up. It's not right. So we got to walk in victory here and continually trust God. Don't happen like we think it should. So walking in victory requires, I'm going to go through some steps here. It requires, you might want to jot these down. It requires, number one, our focus. It requires our focus to be on the Word of God, not veering to the left nor to the right, but straight path on God's Word, his promises, his commands, and his promises. Okay. Two, being diligent. He says that he is a rewarder of those who diligently. So we're to be diligently seeking the Lord, seeking him in the morning, seeking him noon, seeking him night, praying, being in prayer before him, being in his word, just being in the presence of God. And making that, God being top priority of our lives, he being top priority of we spending time with. Knowing God, that's how you know him, is when you spend time in his presence. You know, you spend time in his presence, it's transforming. It changes your life. It changes you. You know, your desires won't be on so much earthly things. It would be on more of the things of God when you spend time in his presence. And number three, overcoming faith. Want that faith where we can overcome, tenacious faith. Faith to continue to believe God when all odds seem like they're against you. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. You know, lay hold. Don't let nobody take your faith away. Don't let them take it. Don't let them take your crown. Nothing or nobody. And saying sometimes, you know, it looked like when all hell broke loose and it looked like it just come out at you with both barrels. And still, we're to stand in faith in spite of. Let's look at what Hebrews 10:23 says. And it's in, and I'm not saying this is an easy thing to do, but we can do it. It's obtainable. It's obtainable if we get into the presence of God. Because when things are going through and you're going through and it's rough, and you may feel like you're in the storm of Arachlodon, as they were in the over in Acts when they were out on the ship. I think this storm of Arachlodon, and they end up how they were ship, and I mean it just looked like it was just bad. All you got to do is just hold on. But when we hold on and we hold on to the promises of God, regardless of what. You know, what we're going through, what's being thrown at us. Like I said, it looked like both barrels coming at us. And in faith, in spite of, Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast. I mean, keep holding on. Hold on for dear life, because you are holding on for dear life. Your life depends on it. Hold on to the best profession. That word translated there is confession of our faith without wavering. Confess it without wavering, okay? For he is faithful that promise. Okay? He's faithful that promise. So hold on regardless what shipwreck you in to the word of God. Fight the good fight of faith. Stand. Stand in faith regardless. And let's look at patience. Patience, this number 4. It says in patience. Patience and faith, they both work together. You can't have one unless you have the other. The test of our faith, it works patience. That's what James said. James also said, let patience have a perfect work. And when she have a perfect work, meaning he says, we will be complete, we'll be entire, we will be lacking nothing. Okay? And Hebrews 10:36 says, we have need of patience, that after we have done the will of God, we might receive the promise. Okay? We might receive the promise. So, the test here says we need patience, tests, and trials. We're going to go through those. And let's continue here next week. I'm out of time. And we're going to continue here on next week, part 2 of Walking in Victory. And thank you once again for tuning in, taking time out of the busy schedule. And again, thank you for wherever you're listening, studio, chat room. Wherever, thank you. And just remember 1 John 5:4, that whoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And I've been your host, Evangelist Joyce Carpenter, and until next week, until next time, here from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, be ye transformed. Good night.